Number 9854, Donald D. and Linda E. Webster, southwest of Bayless Drive, being Lot 20 within Tall Pines Development. They're seeking a variance from maximum height requirement. Gentlemen, if you turn to your drawing, I'm going to send down I went out to look at this, and I requested from the inspector a building section which will explain to you why he needs the variance for the height. When you're in a flood zone, the rules are that you measure the height of the building, okay, from the POF, in other words, from the flood zone, okay, wherever that is. Okay, so that's the reason he needs the variance. Okay. State your full name and address.
Donald E. Webster, 33692 Bayless Drive, Tall Pines, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Right. I'm sorry, that's a BFE. I'm sorry, it's a base flood elevation, okay? It's an A6.
About a year and a half ago, we decided we were going to build a new house on our property. So I started making calls to the county and asked for setbacks and restrictions and all that. And they told me that the height elevation was 42 feet. And I asked the lady when I was talking to her, I said, 42 feet from where? Sometimes it's from the crown of the road. And she said, from adjacent property grade. And she said, you're not allowed to heap a big mound of dirt and start building a house to make it substantially taller. So I said, that's fine. Contacted an architect, and I told him whatever plans we draw has to be under 42 feet. I don't know what drawing you have there, but our original plans from the architect is 41.1. Mm-hmm. And during the process of getting the building permit, we had to get a elevation certificate. We had a surveyor come out and give us an elevation certificate, and then when the permit was issued, there was a notation on the building permit, but it's 42 feet from base flood. Well, our property is a couple of feet above base flood. The seeking the variance is not for living space. It's an architectural design, and that's why I'm asking for it. I do have a signed paper from our neighbors that there are no objections.
Is your builder familiar with building in flood zone areas?
My builder is, but my architect wasn't.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Okay, are there any... Sir, you can come back up. Sir?
Sir?
Sir? We're not done yet. You need to come back up. That's okay, sir. Hey, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I want to make sure I understand that did you say your house is above base flood zone?
Yes.
And we got to this.
The property where the house is being constructed is 3 foot above base flood.
Okay.
In other words, his first floor is something like here. His base flood's under here. And he meets all of DNRECs and, you know, all their requirements. But he doesn't meet county's height variance because they measure from down here up to there.
Yeah, if they would have took from where the building started, I'm a 41.1.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What stage of the building are you at?
Excuse me?
What stage of the building are
you at? It's a foundation is done and first floor is framed.
Yes, I've been down there to look at you. I thought maybe you started it, but you didn't.
Did I saw you?
Right.
No, I didn't see you.
No.
Recently?
Yes.
Oh.
Are there any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, okay, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
One more question. It's only the cupola that is in the...
That's correct. The cupola is the only thing, and it's non-living space.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Any no other opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9854, as I believe it is unique when we discuss the floodplain or flood zone. And I believe this enables reasonable use of the lot.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9854. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Case number 9855, Kirk.